Hello.
Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claim Line. My name is Tammy. I need to advise you this call is being recorded for quality assurance. May I help you today?
Hey, Miss Tammy, this is Mike Nichols. I needed you to check my claim and make sure I did it right. You on my social?
I need your but it's going to make us go through everything. So you'll probably be doing another claim. But I'll see when I pull it up. Could you give me a social, please?
423-883-3701.
423-883-3701. Yes, ma'am. I have Michael Nicholas, Ara, 12962. Bailey is your mother's maiden name. Okay.
Doris Bailey.
Okay.
I did it over the phone, so I don't know if I did it right or not. I've never done that before. My wife used to do it on a computer.
Okay, we're going to see. Okay. Michael R. Nicholas?
Yep. Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Well, it's Nichols. N-I-C-H-O-L-S.
Nichols. Okay. 12-9-8-62 is your birth date. Male.
12-9-62, yeah.
Okay, so far everything has been filled in, sir. Okay, see your driving license. Are you doing direct deposit or benefit card?
Yeah, I'm doing direct deposit. But I was just wondering if I did it right when I called in on the phone.
Okay, sir, I don't know because I have to redo your direct deposit information and everything. But so far, as far as you doing your name and putting all that, yes. But it will not let me do this because it don't have you doing this direct deposit. So I need your routing and your account number again.
Ma'am, I gave them all that.
Okay, it's not going to let me go any further, sir.
Oh, what do you want me to do, give it to you again?
Yes, sir, please.
I sure can.
Thank you.
All right, you ready? My rounding number is 06220-3395.
Okay, 06220-3395. Can I have your account number, please?
It's 35031387.
35031387.
Correct.
Okay. I have 4007 Moody Parkway, Moody, Alabama, 35004.
Correct.
205-837-3156.
Correct.
Okay. It's just certain things. Now, the generated questions that they asked you, we'll have to go through another set of generated questions, sir.
Well, you're just checking on it, right?
Yes.
But
they're not, the generated questions they asked you may not be, she asked you prior may not be the same ones because this one is saying, what color is your 92 Mercedes-Benz 500, black, gold, red, or silver?
Well, I ain't got one.
See, that's okay. Which of the following cities has a current or former association to you? REMLAP, Hoover, Tuscaloosa, or none of the above?
None of the above.
Which of the following corporations have you ever been associated with? Atlanta Warehouse Associates Limited Partnership, J&R Steel Erectors, Ocean Breeze Partners, or Sales Spot, or none of the above?
You said G&R?
I said J&R Steel, Ocean Breeze, or Sales Spot. Or Atlanta Warehouse?
None of the above.
See, they sent me, I have to. It said, okay. Have you worked since the last time you filed?
No.
Okay, see, they just have me doing the same thing. Okay. And then it asked them, what was reason for breaking claim? Like it was a breaking your claim.
What are you talking about, breaking my claim?
Because it says, have you worked since the last time you filed? You said no.
Oh, no, wait a minute. See, I didn't know what it said. So in other words, have I been working now?
Right.
Or way before?
Right.
Oh, no.
Okay,
no.
Did you file for receive unemployment in another state?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Okay, see, it's going to ask me, did you work for a federal government as a civilian?
I work for Facebook. I don't know if that's federal government. No, I guess no.
No. Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Was the work you performed with the same employer you reported on your last claim?
No, ma'am.
Okay. What was your last day worked? See, this, I have to, they're making me do all this again.
I don't know. It was last. Gosh, I don't know. I had it all in front of me. I think it was last Monday.
Last Monday.
Hold on, I'll tell you the exact.
That would have been like the 31st of March, January.
No. I'm trying to find it. I have it all. Right here. The period from 131 to 26.
Excuse me?
From the period of 131... I got laid off on 2/6/2022.
Okay, so your last day work was January the 31st, 2022?
No. It was, no, it was 2/13 is when I got laid off.
Okay, see, it's making me go through all this. Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes.
Okay, you work on commission?
No.
Are you in a training school? Are you available for full-time work?
Yes.
Okay, see, I'm sorry, sir. This is making me... Do you work through Union Hall?
Yes, Local 92 Iron Workers.
Okay, so what now? You are currently working under Union Hall?
Yes. I mean, you got a computer, don't it show all that stuff?
It don't show me anything, sir.
Okay.
And it's asking for a union hiring hall number or name.
Local 92 Iron Workers, Union Hall.
Iron Workers? Okay. See,
yeah.
I'm sorry, but
you're good. It's Local 92. It's hard that you got to go through all this stuff. Right?
Yes, sir. I know.
After my companies have paid it in there.
And this year, I don't even see it on here. 90.
Local 92.
Okay. Gonna ask me for your job title.
Iron worker.
Iron worker, okay. And that's a steel iron worker?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Okay, I'm sorry. And was it GNR Mineral Services? Which company? I don't see it.
Colbert Construction, CCI.
Colburn, okay. It's making me do all this, and I need a phone number. It's making me do the whole shebangs.
Phone number for what? Last time it was 205. Well, the lady pulled it up. I don't have the phone number. God. The lady pulled it up when I was talking to her on the phone up there, the last lady. It's Covert Construction out of Coleman, Alabama.
I don't, okay, and what was the start date with them? I mean,
I got laid off on 2/13.
It say your employment start date.
1/31.
And month and date, I'm sorry, month, date, and year, your last day of work.
I started with them on 1/31 and got laid off on 2/13.
What city and state you said?
This Coleman. Is Coleman, Alabama.
Coleman?
Coleman, Alabama. C-U-L-L-M-A-N. Oh, here's their zip code. It's 35056. I don't have their phone number.
Okay. You got laid off. Okay. I'm sorry. It makes me do this. I am sorry.
That's all right.
Okay. All right, Mr. Nichols. Everything is in. So.
Okay. So I did it right over the phone then?
Yes, sir. Everything was done. Mm-hmm. Everything is done in. Yes,
when
sir.
When do I get my check?
That, like, I can't tell you. It says it's a 2 to 3 weeks process, your employment. And since you are attached to a local union hiring hall, you are not required to seek work outside the union. You will be, you
well,
should.
Well, you know, it's funny. That lady told me the other day that I would get it next week.
Oh, well, see,
exactly
I.
What you said.
Oh, well, I don't know. You might now. But it says you should be in contact with your union hiring hall and see they can find out quicker than I can. So, but my thing is to tell you to don't fail, you know, just keep calling your claim in every Sunday through Friday by 5 p.m. But the
but
union.
Saying if who can tell me? Who can tell me that
the
I'm
union hiring hall can tell you, sir?
Tell me what?
About your check.
They can't tell me about my unemployment check.
Well, this is what the statement has up here from that I'm seeing. But I mean, I don't know because all I'm doing is taking a claim now. Who the other lady was who told you something? I can't tell.
She's from the unemployment office. Yeah, the union ain't gonna be able to tell me when I'm gonna get an unemployment check. I ain't never heard of that. All right.
All right.
Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
All right. Thank you. Bye.
Bye.